Vinod Kumar Jagannathan, a program manager at SQL Server Manageability Division. I'm here to talk about what is my view and how do we embrace the information platform vision that TEDK has set up as a part of the SQL Server 2008 R2 release. Before we really go and embrace that vision into ourselves and try to understand it, let's try to understand with what set of personas we deal with on a day-to-day basis. So, three-point agenda, personas, product, understanding of the persona, and the future. So I'm going to talk about the whole information platform vision, how I understand, or how in our team we embrace it based on three-point agenda. That's the personas that are of interest, the product understanding of the same, and the future, and how we embrace it for the future. We deal on a day-to-day basis with three kinds of personas. One, the developer persona, the DBD, and also the web developer persona is very important. What's important with respect to these three personas, everybody deals with the database in one form or other on a day-to-day basis. And they really have to have very clear interactions among themselves during the course of the day of the day-to-day job. So, what was very exciting for us in SQL Server 2008 R2 is we did baby steps towards defining a single point of reasoning that will be used for handshaking across various personas. The single point of reasoning that we came out in SQL Server 2008 R2 was a DAC. A DAC is a representation of a database application, and it is a single point of reasoning that the developer, DBA, and the web developer use to handshake upon. Also, from the DBA's perspective, he also wants to have a single point of reasoning for the several instances that he manages on a day-to-day basis. That was the utility control point. So, now, as we see for the two products that released in SQL Server 2008 R2, a DAC is this entity that contains the whole application definition, and that can be used to deploy, extract, and use as an entity for developing your data applications. Imagine a developer opens the shell to is able to open his data application, develop those T-SQL scripts there, build his project, specify a target, and then when everything is fine, hand over the single point of reasoning as that to the DBA. Now the DBA wants to deploy to a particular set of servers, he can, at runtime, they extract the intents from these tags, and during deployment, it figures out what necessary script it has to generate, and it deploys appropriately. Now, again, for a DBA, when he's managing multiple instances, he's always faced with situations where he needs to do capacity planning. Also, he always wants to see all his instances in a centralized location. The utility control point is one such entity which provides him a single point of reasoning for various instances that he has. This V1 product that we released in SQL Server 2008 R2 is very simple to set up. You just open management schedule from the data center edition and then just go and discover the servers you have in your instance and make them manage, and they're all seen as a single entity, single group of entities in your management studio. You could also look at how they're doing against the various measurement entities like CPU, storage, etc. And even the DAC as an entity can be visualized in the utility control point with respect to its performance on various perf counters. So, what have we achieved with this? What we have done is that we have given a single point of reasoning to the various personas to deal with on a day-to-day basis so that they work with respect to their intent more than worrying about the various environment factors that affect them on a day-to-day job. Now, if you translate this vision that we stepped in as a V1 product in SQL Server 2008 to for the future, which is SQL Azure and Cloud, then it really excites us because now the premise control is held in the cloud elsewhere, whereas we are on a day-to-day basis dealing with the things of interest for us, that's the DAC. So, with this brief thing, what I want to summarize is the future is great. We have a great set of things to deliver for the customers so that customers can really feel empowered, feel that they are in the zone to do their day-to-day job using the tools that we deliver. They are not so much bothered about the influence of the premise that hits them on a day-to-day basis. Today they host it here, tomorrow they host it in the data center, or tomorrow they host it in the cloud. We don't bring too much dynamics in terms of premise that hits them. It's all up to the same symmetry of tools they use, it's the same patterns they follow, just that the premise is a deployment intent and it gets deployed there. I'm excited. It's a great set of things that are going to deliver in the future, and SQL Server 2008 gave a sneak peek of all these products. Watch out for more to come from us. Thank you.